take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Hi there, Jen. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Just battling through just thick and fast phone calls coming in there. They just don't stop. People want B cards left, right, and centre.
That's great news.
Do you want one as well?
I'll take a B card.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We'll talk about that after your spot. How are you?
I'm great. I've just been having a relaxing weekend, reading, you know, snuggling down in the rain. That's perfect.
Just going, watching the weather and going, boomer, another book.
Yeah.
Excellent.
That's right. But today we're going to be talking about this memoir called Educated by Tara Westover. It came out in January this year. It's got quite an ugly cover.
Kind of an ugly title as well. Educated, if I don't mind saying so myself.
Maybe once I tell you about the book, you'll make sense. But the cover, the UK cover, is kind of like this field with a desk and school desk and chair in it, and the US cover is this really cool graphic of a pencil. It's way better, but the story's still great, and it doesn't matter what's on the cover, I guess. But so Tara Westover, I think she's about 30 now. She was born as the youngest of six children in this mountain in rural Idaho, and her father was a radical survivalist Mormon. So her birth wasn't even registered until she was 9, and he just didn't believe in the government at all. He didn't believe in the schooling system or hospitals, so he's proper paranoid guy.
He's that guy that often they have in movies that character bringing up the kids off the grid.
Totally off the grid, and like totally believed in Y2K and that would be the end of days, and you know, and so this is just what she grew up in. And she worked with her brothers on a junkyard that they had on their property, and you know, so for some families, not believing in the hospital system would be okay, as you wouldn't have more than the flu. But these guys had proper bad stuff happen to each kid because of the nature of their work that they had in the junkyard. Like burns, getting impaled with things. Their family had two major car accidents in the bad weather.
Just a second, you know, I was going to take a seat. I've been standing up for this one. It's starting to weigh a little heavily on my shoulders.
And they would just treat this all with herbs, and the mother would make salves and things to look after them. So it was pretty rugged family life. But when she was 17, she decides she wants to go to university, and with the help of an older brother, she studies for and passes and enters university without going to high school.
She was schooled? Did she go to school?
She didn't go to school. It was just
homeschool.
Like, they got given some old encyclopedias, and she would read them, but her dad would tell her off for reading because it wasn't valuable to the family. But she ended up going to Cambridge University.
Wow.
And so it's such an amazing story. But she still kept her Mormon faith while she was studying. Like, she wouldn't study on Sundays, even though she had so much to learn. One of her first classes, she asked what the Holocaust was. She didn't know what it was. They thought she was joking.
Fair enough. Yeah, it's one of those things that you're good to ask if you don't know.
Yeah. But while she's at university, she slowly starts to unravel her childhood. She has this really abusive older brother. And she just, you know, her father's crazy, but still feels very tied to the landscape that she grew up in. So it's a super gripping memoir. And she's a really great writer. It's not like she's telling this story because she has an amazing story and she's not a very good writer or someone else has ghostwritten it for her.
I apologise for my presumption before we started then.
Oh, yeah.
Feel like a dick.
She's actually a really beautiful writer, and it's very...
How did you stumble across this tale?
I was in Memphis at a conference in January, and they sort of like lay out the big books, and this has been it. But she was, I think she had a big interview on RNZ, and now it's like we can't keep it in at the shop. So it's one of those memoirs that everyone will read. Yeah.
It's spreading like wildfire.
I know. We had a big pile on Friday, and I was like, yeah, when I do my review, we'll have them. And I checked the stock this morning, it was gone. But we've got more coming in this week.
Hey, your opportunity to pre-order.
Yeah, your opportunity to pre-order. And I think, you know, just in the time of like the Me Too movement and stuff, it's just a very strong female character. She's not perfect, she's flawed, but she's super determinated. But it is an ode to education and what that can give you, hence the title Educated.
And it sounds quite heavy though. It sounds like it would be the story that keeps on giving, you know.
Yeah, and I think like there's the stuff with her parents, but then the abusive brother is another thing, and he kind of just the brother has that he kind of moves on to the next person, so she didn't realize.
Is he still around?
He's still around. So all of the family.
Ha ha, sucked in. Sucked in that the whole world's reading about what a cocky we're, mate.
Yeah, it's so interesting, eh? So she's changed the names of half of her family members. It's kind of like half got out and half stayed.
Right.
And so but that's the power of her having the education, is to tell this story. Yeah. And so she didn't realize she was being abused until he got a fiance and she saw the way he treated her and was like, oh, that's how he used to treat me. So he always has to have a victim.
Wow, that's amazing. So the book's called, it's called Educated.
Educated by Tara Westover. So she's like 31. She's doing the speaking circuit at the moment, talking about this book. It's $38. It's published by Random House. And it's just a really great memoir. I think younger people would really like it, but then it's like a good one to give to your mum or your grandma as well, because people love these stories of triumph and overcoming hardship.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Cool. Well, that sounds like a fascinating book, actually. And so where can people get that?
Time Out Bookstore.
If there's any left, we can always order them.
Yeah, yeah. It's on its way back.
And what are we playing today?
I just thought, I was like looking up school theme songs, so I just thought we'd play the Ramones.
Sure. Yeah, good call.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jenna.
Bye.
That was Loose Reads.